The next conversation, though, is about the man who covers the Eagles, and he's live in Foxborough in a game that's really interesting, a preseason game that has a little edge to it. We welcome in Tim McManus, covering Eagles for ESPN.com. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tim, how is it in Foxborough?
I'm actually in Philly, Mike.
Oh, you're in Philly. Okay, you're going to go up to the game. So, all right, okay.
Yeah, ESPN doesn't have me travel in preseason games, so I'm going to be watching it from the home front tonight and then get
all
back
right
on the road.
Just saving a couple pennies, so you can go out and buy a cheesesteak and put it on the expense account, can you?
Exactly right. Get to kick the feet up tonight.
All right,
tonight.
That sounds good. All right, good. All right, so let's talk about the dynamic of this game tonight and what we may see and what are we looking for. Now, I got to think that if there's an axe to grind, it's on the New England side, that they would like to win this game.
I think so. I think it's going to be more spirited than a normal preseason game, considering that you have the two contenders of Super Bowl 52 gunning off against one another. And what's interesting is that the word out of Foxborough is that Tom Brady might play well into the second quarter tonight. Might
wow
get almost a full half of Tom Brady.
Wow, that's going to be interesting. That's not good for the Eagles if they want to win it, because I think my man would like to throw a couple touchdowns.
Probably.
That's
gonna,
it's entertaining. All right. So on the other side, what's Foles going to start? How long will he play? Will he match Brady?
I know that most of the starters are anticipating playing a quarter and a half, and then it'll be a judgment call from Doug Peterson whether he wants to extend Foles for that long, considering it is his first action coming off of the neck spasms that forced him to miss the Pittsburgh opener. But, you know, I think for the defensive secondary, this is going to be a nice test for them to be going up against arguably the greatest quarterback of all time for possibly two quarters or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that'll test out that secondary, I think, pretty nicely, and particularly in that slot corner position, Mike. You know, they had Avante Maddox, the rookie, working in with the first team for the last three practices of training camp. And I'm really curious to see if he gets the nod, number one, and then if he does, how he fares going up against a guy who's obviously mm-hmm a hell of a quarterback and likes to throw over the middle like Brady does.
Yeah, you would think he would get the start tonight based on that practice thing, right? Or would they throw a curveball?
It seems that way. I mean, it makes sense that if they were prepping for a game and he was the guy getting the ones, you know, so if Edelman ends up in the slot, and you know, we know that Brady likes to go for those slot receivers all the time, I think, you know, that's a great showcase for him.
Yeah. Now, what is Lane Johnson in store for tonight, you think?
A lot of heckling,
yeah,
I would say. You know, he's anticipating it. I talked to him a couple different times leading up to this game, and he really embraces it. You know, he knows that he brings it on himself. He's got zero filter, and he has taken shot after shot after shot at the Patriots and the quarterback and all that, and, you know, the fear-based organization and the players are robots. I mean, he knows what he said. He knows what he's in store for, but the way that he looks at it, it just makes him a little bit sharper, knows he has to bring his A game. So he said he's been chomping at the bit basically ever since the Super Bowl to get up there and play in this game.
Yeah, he is zero filter to the fact at the point where he told you guys that the Eagles starter is going to play a quarter and a half. That didn't come from the coaching staff, right?
No, it came from Lane. And Johnson is great in that way, where he's a very giving man, which as a reporter you appreciate.
How do they feel about that? How's the coaching staff feel about that?
Well, I mean, I think as far as like the, you know, incessant kind of shots at the Patriots, maybe surrounding the Super Bowl wasn't their favorite thing. You know, but also I would say with that, Doug Peterson has been pretty bullish on the idea of letting your personality shine and making sure that you don't bottle that. So that's really how they've operated. Maybe every once in a while he'll catch some flack or say, yeah, come on, cuz, like, can we knock it down a touch or two? But
yeah,
I think for the most part, they just kind of let it rip.
Tim, well, the wide receiver situation, Wallace will start with Hollins, I guess, and we're not going to see Aguilar or Jeffrey tonight. So who will play the slot?
And possibly no Hollins either, because he was sidelined for a couple of the practices leading up to this game. We might not see him either, Mike, which means that it's going to be, like, Greg Ward has been in the slot a decent amount. We could see that. It could mean that Kamar Aiken starts on the outside opposite Mike Wallace. And it's going to give kind of these guys that are competing for that fifth or sixth roster spot with wide receiver a chance to shine a little bit. And, you know, that pertains to Shelton Gibson, who I think really help solidify his roster spot with a good showing against Pittsburgh, and could even go further by continuing that against New England. So guys like Bryce Treggs, Gibson, Rashard Davis, Kamar Aiken, Marcus Wheaton, I mean, there's a number of these guys that are really fighting, and they could do themselves some favors by having a good night tonight.
Tyron, what's the line on this game? I'm going to have to play the Patriots.
It's -4 for the Patriots.
-4 Patriots?
Yes. But money's coming in on the Eagles.
I'm at the ride down the AC. All right. What else are we looking for tonight then, Tim? And what else, as a guy who covers the team, are you looking for? What angle are you trying to develop from this game?
You know, I think that linebacker is one that we need to continue to look at, because there seems to be a little bit of an unsettled feeling when it comes to that Will spot, the starting weak side linebacker. They've been throwing Nate Gary out there a good amount. And again, this would be a good test for him to see how he can fare against a high-powered offense. And also the guy that I think is kind of right at his heels in Kamu Ugbuje-Hill, who looked really good in the preseason opener against Pittsburgh. And I think really all summer long has been kind of the superior player there. And I'd be curious to see if he continues that trend coming tonight. And then you're looking for like defensive line depth, I think, to me is one that doesn't really get talked about enough. We don't know what the status of Brandon Graham is for week one. We know that Tim Jernigan is iffy for the beginning of the year, and so that's going to be calling on the guys on the depth chart like Josh Sweat at defensive end, Destiny Vial at defensive tackle, to see who can really kind of stand up. And for the Eagles' point of view, maybe help stabilize the positions if those guys aren't, in fact, available at the start of the regular season.
Talking to Tim McManus, covers Eagles for ESPN.com. Tim, the Hard Knocks, I've seen the first two episodes. Did the players talk about that and what's going on with the Browns? Are they all invested in watching this?
No, I haven't heard too much chatter about that, actually. But what does stand out is kind of the contrast from the drama that is going on over there and the relative tranquility that's happening in Philadelphia. I mean, Mike, I don't, there hasn't been a fight. Like, there wasn't a fight all training camp. There was a couple, like, semi-small skirmishes that lasted, like, a second. There hasn't been much drama surrounding this team. And I think generally that's a good thing. It's not like these guys aren't invested or they're not working hard. Yeah, it's definitely like black and white when you're talking about what the Eagles are sort of where they're at in life right now compared to where some of these other teams are.
I was looking at the drama in the last one was this the kid from Florida, Callaway, draft pick, and him getting snagged, driving without a license and whatever. He had a weapon, bullets in his car or whatever. And it took me back to when they were at Lehigh. I guess the last thing that's happened to the Eagles when Butch Machanico was their head of security. Who are the guys in the van that got caught late night? Was Herrmann's one of those guys?
Yeah, I was going to say Herrmann's is one. I'm trying to think of the other one. I don't want him to speak, but I remember Herrmann's. I don't want to put out a name.
That was the last controversy, I guess, we had with the Eagles.
They've kept it, at least for this year. It seems like everything's been riding pretty smooth. So I think that's good news for them overall.
All right. Eagles Patriots tonight, big preseason game. We'll all be glued. Tim, we'll talk to you tomorrow with the reaction to it.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right, bud. You got it.